deliberation at a special work session on Friday. East Lansing City Council selected George Lahanas as East Lansing's next full-time city manager. He's the fifth city manager to serve East Lansing in its history, and I believe, George, you were the interim, correct?
Correct. I've been serving for approximately 4 months as the interim city manager.
All right. Well, congratulations, and I'm sure folks are going to want you to take him out to lunch to celebrate.
Well, thank you for that. And I think we already had an opportunity to get together with staff and have a little celebration. And people are just sort of happy to move forward at this point with a final selection.
All right. When you found out that you had attained the position, what did you think?
Well, you know, I was really excited, obviously, and really honored to be selected as the fifth city manager for the city of East Lansing. I had a lot of great support from staff in terms of throughout my career, but during the interim period, you know, a city is not one person running a city. It's our city is 500 people providing services, police chief, fire chief, people who are running their operations, people at all levels doing great jobs. So for me, it was really a team effort, and I just appreciated the support and the great effort of our employees.
Tell us about your professional background.
Sure. I attended Northern Michigan University and have a bachelor's in science in criminal justice, a minor in English, and a master's degree in public administration. I have spent the last 15 years in public sector management. Started out my career in county mental health administration and human resources, and then moved into city management or city government about 13 years ago with the city of East Lansing, and started my career with the city in labor relations. So I was the labor spokesperson for the city, negotiated labor agreements, hiring, and all of those areas, and then moved into areas where I managed a greater span of the organization as a director of administrative services. I oversaw the city clerk, IT, human resources, and communications. And then a couple years later became deputy city manager, a position I held for a little over 3 years before becoming the interim city manager.
Well, so not only knowing your job, you know the ins and outs of that whole building, and you have had years to build relationships.
Yeah, and that's really been a great advantage for me. Obviously, in human resources and labor relations, you are negotiating labor agreements, working with people in different operations, police, fire, public works, all the operations. So you get to understand the ins and outs of the positions, what they do on a regular basis, the challenges they face, all of those issues. So I think it does give you a great familiarity working in that respect, and that's certainly been an advantage for me.
What are the biggest challenges facing you?
Well, there's really one, and I can just name it right away, and people will know, certainly I've heard a lot about it, is the fiscal challenges. Michigan, the U.S. economy, and East Lansing, we're certainly not immune to changes in the economy where people are spending less over the last number of years, and that certainly comes to us in terms of state shared revenue. The state gives us money from sales tax receipts. It's basically submitted back to local governments to help in operations. So when people spend less, less money comes back to local governments in general. So that's been a challenge. But also since 2008, obviously, with the downturn, a significant downturn in the real estate market, that affects another half of our revenue, which is property taxes. So when you put those together and add in rising health care costs and rising cost for legacy retiree benefits, you have a culmination of factors that are coming together to make it challenging to continue to provide the services that your residents expect.
What is the budget deficit for the next budget you're working on?
Well, at this point, we started with a $1.8 million gap. That's out of a $33 million general fund. But we've been working diligently with our directors and to find ways to close that gap. Primarily, it's been through a number of areas. It's been through working with other organizations, local governments to find efficiencies, to partner on services. It's been through holding vacancies in positions where we absolutely can do our best to do without a position, even if that means that the people who are there are, expected on a continual basis to do more. So I think those have been the key areas, is partnering, holding vacancies. We've also more recently gone a different direction. You've heard more about, obviously, subcontracting services. We have a couple of contracts this year that we're actually going to get rid of outside contracts and plan to use employees to provide those services in different ways. So really, it's a matter of going through your operation and figuring out what you can do differently.
From what you know, will East Lansing raise city taxes?
At this point, I think that certainly would be a policy decision for the city council. But certainly, I think that there's the responsible thing to look at would be to look at all the options. And then at this point, any additional change in taxes would need to go to our residents for a vote. So I think at this point, the city council has yet to have a discussion about that and to work with our recommendation. We don't have a recommendation to them yet on that. But certainly for this year, there will be no property tax increase because that is something that, due to timing, there is no timing for an election at this point for this tax year. But that is not also something we're not recommending at this point.
We're talking with George Lahanas, who's East Lansing's city manager. George, you talked about sharing, and especially sharing expenses. It's very interesting that you could be the role model for many communities as your fire chief is overseeing the city of Lansing's fire department.
Yeah, that's been a great opportunity for us. It's something that we've actually, there's been a lot of discussion in the last couple of years with our new governor about sharing services, and we've actually been working in this Lansing region on collaborating on fire services and a great many services. But in particular, we've come together in the region for shared emergency or technical services, and that's something that we think has been very successful. There's been a great amount of mutual aid or support given when there are emergencies. So we really see this as a continuation of that. So we actually are in the process of a formal study with a consultant to look at how we can greater collaborate between the six city municipalities in the region, actually two municipalities and four townships, to see how we can be more efficient in providing fire services to our region. And there'll be hopefully some great recommendations out of that study. But in support of that, during this period, the city of East Lansing obviously had a change at the chief's position with a retirement. And in wanting to hold great possibilities for collaboration, they requested that we basically provide our fire chief to run both departments. And that's something we thought was a great step in the right direction towards further collaboration.
And before I let you go, George, is there an item or items that you'd like to work on, bring into East Lansing?
Well, I think that there's always things you want to work on, but greater efficiencies, providing great services to our residents, even in challenging budget times. But one thing I'd like to work on and as a plan is to use technology to create greater interface or more opportunities to interface with local government. And we have a number of things we're looking at to be able to provide sort of the activities of government in web and streaming video and video on demand of what people's local government is doing at that point. And so we think there are some exciting things regarding participation in government that we can do that are really cost-effective and aren't great cost issues, but we think create great value and great participation in our government.
All right. George, we appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. Congratulations on the new position. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you very much for your time.